Good morning, Outliers. How y'all doing today? Is this thing on? Sure is. How y'all doing today? Happy Friday. Happy April 5th. This morning, we are going to be talking about the Outlier platform. Now, this is my big push to you because our lifetime deal literally will be expiring here Sunday or Monday. I'm pulling up the site right now to double check which day it actually is going to expire. Because when this expires, it is gone forever. I mean, forever and ever and ever. So I'm going to drop this link in the chat. Be sure to go and click that if you don't already have access to Outlier. Oh, here we go. We've got a countdown timer. You have 3 days, 15 hours, 53 minutes, and 40-something seconds from this exact moment. So I don't want you to miss out. This is the way to do it. Go get this. Deal ends in 4 days. Now, I really want to push this because Outlier is one of those things where using this is unlike anything I've ever used before. The simplicity of it, the fact that it's as easy as waiting for buy and sell signals, the fact that you don't have to be doing much at all. It will send you the alerts straight to your inbox saying, hey, buy signal on your stock. Hey, sell signal on your stock. And it doesn't work just on technical analysis, but it also works on something that nobody else is working with out there, which is consumer investor behavior, right? Taking into account, what are investors actually doing? Are they getting too greedy? Are they getting too fearful? What are they actually doing? So I'm really, really stoked about this. I hope you honestly take advantage of this lifetime deal. Once this goes away in 3 days, 15 hours, 52 minutes, and 27 seconds, it will no longer ever be offered for a one-time lifetime access of $79. It will never be offered at this. The normal price is $69 a month. We'll be having some annual licenses specials, but you will never, ever see it at this price. So I'm really going to try and push you to go and get it while you can. Elsewise, you're going to be paying monthly, which is still great. You're still going to get the same access. But if it were me, I would much rather go get it right now for the one-time price. So who's here? Brian's here. Good morning. April is here. Good morning. Watch Channel DE, good morning to you. And Just Sigh, good morning to you. Thank you all so much for coming today. What I want to do today is honestly just play in the platform, right? Show you why I think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. Show you how I'm using it. And we can take many of your requests to look at in whatever stock you want. This is going to be a little less structured than I normally do. I typically have a PowerPoint that I'm moving through, and I don't want to do that today. Today, I just want to showcase how freaking awesome it is. At the end of the day, that's what I want to do. Jean-Louis, good morning. Yeah, so in the chat, put in your favorite stocks, and let's just talk about just how freaking sweet Outlier is. So, like I say, go click the link in the chat to access it. You could also go to outlierdeal.com. Like I say, it does not have much time left. 3 days, 15 hours, 50 minutes, and 47 seconds from this very moment. And there are no do-overs, right? If you show up 3 hours or 3 days, 15 hours, 51 minutes from now, you're out of luck. It's over. And just a real quick preface. Last night, we had multicultural night at my son's school. And so if you see my hand, I did get a little henna tattoo drawn on my hand, which didn't turn out all that great, honestly. Like, it's of the henna tattoos I've ever seen, this is possibly the worst one. And my sons are really cool. Like, one of my sons, his goes from like the top of his finger all the way across his hand and down. And my other son, he got a soccer ball drawn on his hand with lightning bolts coming out of it. And I'm like, that's pretty sweet. That's not so sweet. So I just want to let you know that when you see that, that's not a giant scab on my hand. That's a henna tattoo. So let's see. NVIDIA, Just Sigh. Absolutely. All right. So let's just jump right in the platform. We'll start with Just Sigh wants to look at NVIDIA. So let's go. So NVIDIA this is one of those meme stocks, right? We occasionally have meme stocks come through. Everybody loves a good meme stock because they feel like it's one of those things that only goes up, right? It only goes up. But as we all know, stocks don't only go up. Now, let's focus in, Josiah, on this run right here, right? The outlier call from January 2nd. Let me clean up my charts real quick just to make it easier to see everything. All right. So the call on January 2nd, buy signal, January 2nd, 2024. Let's make this even bigger. January 2nd, 2024. Here. So on that candle was the buy signal on NVIDIA, right? And then, so these little handles right here are super cool for zooming in and zooming out. Then we got the sell signal on February 14th. So February 14th, right there. Crazy run on NVIDIA, right before the sell-off, I'd like to point out, right, the 2 days before this sell-off here. So it went from close to close 53.42% in the span of 30 days, right? So we got the buy signal here, we got the sell signal here right before the sell-off. How big was that sell-off? A 9% sell-off here. So bam, that's a nice move there. Let's take a look at, actually, let's take a look at the performance summary. Yeah, check this out. So this is a really cool thing here. This is somewhat new. So first is, you can see the chart here and you can zoom in. When you start here, the default is weekly candles and you can zoom in, which is what I like to do. And you can see monthly candles and such, or I'm sorry, not monthly, but daily candles. And then the performance summary, you just pop that open. And it actually does a live backtest on all the data to show you, hey, Outlier had a 835% cumulative return during that time. Isn't that awesome, right? And a lot of those times, you can just sit and wait, because with Outlier, you can set it as a favorite, right? So I can set it as a favorite. And then I can go over to my watch list here. And you'll see it right there. You'll see that it's currently in buy signal status. You'll see the date of the last signal. And what's really cool is that it'll send you emails. Like I mentioned earlier, it'll literally send you an email straight to your inbox saying, hey, this is a buy signal on this stock. This is a sell signal on that stock. So you don't have to sit and wait and see, hey, what's NVIDIA going to do? Just check your inbox each day. And when you check your inbox each day, it's going to let you know right there on the screen, hey, we got a sell signal. So you don't have to sit and wait. That's honestly one of my favorite things about this, because I can imagine lots of people in different stages of their life looking at this like, oh man, this, the ease and flexibility of this just makes things so much better, right? Lifestyle wise, right? I think about my parents. Excuse me, I got some coughs this morning. I think about my parents. They're in their late 70s. They don't want to be sitting around investing, right? They don't want to be sitting around doing technical analysis. They don't want to be sitting around staring at charts or anything like that. They want it to be as simple as possible, right? They want to wake up, say, okay, I'm buying NVIDIA stock today. They want to wake up and say, okay, I'm selling NVIDIA stock today. So it's either in, it's out, and it just makes life so, so, so much simpler. I really want to stress that, because as a busy person that you are, I'm sure that this is the type of trading that we all dream about, where it just comes to you and you don't have to freak out, right? You don't have to stress. You don't have to watch the market. Jean-Louis says, good morning. Regarding the alerts, I wrote a note on this to Mahesh. So Mahesh is, in fact, let me pop open the Discord. I can talk to you about our team. So our team is over here to the About Us page. So you've got April and Simon. They work in the Discord and with customer service and everything like that. We've got Ferdinand, who's one of our silent partners, and you've got me, who's the opposite of a silent partner. And then you've got Mahesh and Mark. Mahesh and Mark are the two co-founders here. So Jean-Louis said that he wrote a note to Mahesh. And let's see what he says here. The alerts are showing only ticker symbols, but not buyer sell. Okay, so inside the alerts, and this should come as an upgrade soon. Inside the alerts, it'll say something like, hey, you've got a new alert on DIA. You've got a new alert on SPY. You've got a new alert on NVIDIA. And in the very near future, I'm very confident that we're going to be having upgrades to that. Because one thing we are doing at all times is upgrading the platform. In fact, if you go over here, product-related announcements, Mahesh just sent this out a couple days, yesterday, in fact, saying that we're going to have a new enhancement coming as soon as next Tuesday or Wednesday next week. So we are always, always, always looking to improve the platform. And since we're on the topic of the Discord, this is one of the best things about being an outlier. It's not just getting access to the platform, but getting access to our Discord, right? We have an incredibly active Discord. We are on this every single day, talking about trade ideas, some trades that I'm making, some trades that I'm sharing with other people. And it's really cool because we can also see people sharing their big wins here, right? This person was saying he started with $15,000 and is currently at $19,600 with three trades still open. He started with $15,000, spent $79, and now it's at $19,666 with three trades that are still open. So that doesn't necessarily, past performance is not indicative of future results, and this is certainly not an income claim, but this is a real experience from one of our real members inside of our Discord here. Let's see. This person's showing a 31% return, so he's doing awesome, right? Lots of people talking about how well Outlier is working for them, and that gives me so much joy. Rudy is here. Good morning, Rudy. That gives me so much joy because I love this platform. I'm so excited to be a part of it, and we are getting more and more people every single day joining us inside of Outlier and inside of our Discord. So let's go on to the next one. And like I say, put in your favorites in the chat, and we'll take a look at them. Let's take a look at Costco. So Costco, actually, I'll be traveling to Costco this afternoon. I spent a lot of money at Costco. Oh, a question in the chat. When's the mobile app coming? I know that is on our roadmap. I don't know exactly when, but right now you can access it anywhere in the world on any device, right? You can even access it from your phone on the web browser. So while it may not have a mobile app at this time, it is in the process from what I understand, but I don't know the exact date, but you can absolutely still go to outlier.com on your phone and get pretty much the exact same experience as you would right here on the platform. All right, let's take a look at, we could look at this signal and this signal if you want to here. Let's take a look at November 8th, 2023 on Costco. All right, Costco, November 8th. Oh, looks like I've done this recently. 15% move, so $83 move between the opening here and the closing here. And then let's take a look at this second one here, February 12th. So this was a $6 move, right? But here's the thing. You don't have to hold and wait for the sells if you don't want to. If you see the stock really rocketing up like this and you decide, hey, you know what? I loved this entry signal. I want to go ahead and take my profits. What is that looking like? $63 gain there, right? So yeah, there absolutely was a sell-off on that day. We've all been through sell-offs. In fact, if you were trading the market yesterday, you saw a really big sell-off in the market, right? Taking a look at that. Oof, that's a big, ugly, ugly candle. But yeah, Costco definitely has some really, really strong signals historically. In fact, let's look at our performance summary. 114%. Outlier showing 114% on its signal returns. And this is Al. Good morning, Al. Let's go look at UPS. Let's go look at UPS. So, like I say, it starts with the weekly candles, and then you can zoom in like this to the daily candles. And in fact, this, I wanted to point out here, what you see in UPS are these, well, in all the stocks, but specifically in UPS, it caught my eye. All these red and green backgrounds. We call these the overlays. Now, if you look on this line up here, it gives you a lot of information. So I'm going to go here to this buy signal. Now, across the top bar right there, you're going to see October 5th, 2023, close price 153.38. And then the overlay is a downtrend. Now, one thing that I have found, because I actively trade this, right? I am not just a partner, but I'm also a participant. I need to come up with a catchy tagline like the Men's Warehouse guy. But I also trade this every single day with my money. And what I found is that when it's in a downtrend like this, buying a stock is not always a great idea, right? Even with those buy signals there. However, in an uptrend, right, with this green overlay, buying signals there tend to be a lot stronger. So that's my pro tip for you when you start using Outlier is if it's got a downtrend overlay, maybe avoiding the buy signals here. If it's got a uptrend green overlay, those signals are a lot stronger. And actually gets really easy. We've honestly built it to where it's as simple as could be. If you go to the watch list tab and you pop open the bull and bear lists here, you can actually do a filter. So you know what? Like Chris was saying, I'm gonna take a little pro tip here. I only want to look at it when stocks are in uptrends, right? In the green uptrends, the green uptrend overlays. So you can just hit this overlay down button here, hit the green uptrend, and now it's only gonna show you stocks that are a buy signal because it's on the bull list that have the green overlay with them, right? So we can pop open one of those real quick. Let's go to AU. But we'll circle back here to gold as Al, or not gold, into UPS, like Al was asking about. Let's go to the performance summary. Check this out, Al. Outlier shows a 72.17% return, and the buy and hold's only 33%. So over double returns there for Outlier. And you can see these flat lines here. See the blue flat lines? Those are times when Outlier is going to cash, right? It's a buy to open and then sell to cash result. So buy to open, sell to cash. Buy to open, sell to cash. It's not necessarily a sell and go short in this case. Not on these back-tested returns here. So that's a good one there, Al. Thank you. Of course, keep them coming in the chat. I'm going to be going through the watch list and seeing what pulls up on here. So we've got AU. AU made me think of gold because that's the periodic table element for gold. That's why I said gold earlier. We've got a buy signal today on AU, and it is inside of a green overlay, which to me says, hey, this is a good place to start. Let's take a look at AU. Look at that chart. Really, really strong move. Now, it's interesting seeing this move right here, right? Because I've had people in the past in our Discord say, hey, the move has already been made. In fact, it was on Microsoft. It was in Microsoft. I had people say in the Discord, the move has already been made. Why are we even looking at this? Why are we even looking at Microsoft when the move has already been made? Right? They were talking about this move down here. And then we got the buy signal. Here, I believe, January 16th, right? So in October, November, it's moving up. Through December, it's going sideways. January 16th, we got a buy signal, right? And then sell signal came on February 7th. February 7th. Let me move that over here. So from here to here was a 6% gain, $23 on the stock. And that was when we had people actually saying, hey, Brian, that was when we had people actually saying, hey, the move at Microsoft is already over. Why are we even looking at this? Yet here comes a $23 move. Here comes a 6% move. So yeah, absolutely. That is one of the cool things here. And let's take a look at the performance summary. 108.05%, right? I actually, most of those times, I have no idea what it's going to come through as, but if I had a backtest return of 108.05% and all I had to do was click that button right there, I certainly would be. Hang on real quick. It looks like I had timed out, so I have to log back in. All right. So, yeah. Let me add Microsoft back to my favorites here. Just like that. And now, that 108.05% historical return, I'm going to get notifications every single time we get a buy or sell signal alert for that. So it just makes life super, super easy. You can see I've got several on here that I had been trading recently, and I just closed a few. So I'm going to hit the star signal to take them off my list. And one thing that you can do is you can just follow along with the S&P 500, right? Through the SPY. Jean-Louis said, would you buy AU today considering the crazy market conditions? That's a great question. So this is more of a technical perspective outside of Outlier. But for me, my rule is if it closes under the 20-day, so on my lines here, we've got the 10-day exponential, the 20-day exponential, the 50-day exponential. If it closes under the 20-day exponential on the market, I'm not taking anything new. I'm not taking any new trades until it closes back above the 10-day exponential, right? Now, reason being is that this is a trend line, right? If it's closing below the 20 and not closing below the 10, that's a pretty downward trend, right? Now, when we start seeing closes above the 10, that's a much stronger upward trend. So, Jean-Louis, I'm not going to be trading anything until we get a close back over the 10. And with a giant candle, giant engulfing candle like that, I'm not sure when that's going to be. We'll have to see. So, let's take a look at some more of the watch list here. I don't know why I'm logged out again. Let me try that. All right. So, back into the S&P 500. Let's take a look at a couple of these signals here. So here was a buy signal inside of an uptrend overlay on January 23rd. All right, on this date. And the sell signal came on February 20th. Right there. So just as easy as that, from close to close, there's an $11 win, 2.5% on the market, without really having to do much except click the favorites button on the SPY. And because of that, it just makes life super, super, super simple. And just everything comes to you. Now, I want to look at a couple other spots inside of the platform. Since we got it here, see a couple things that I love. First is, of course, the buy and sell signals. That blue line on the background, though, let's take a look. So looking at the chart, we've got a couple things here. We've got our buy and sell signals. We've got our weekly candles that turn into daily candles when you zoom it in. Like, it moves so smooth, it's like butter to me. I love that. We've got the uptrend and downtrend overlays. And then this line right here is probably the most important part of all of Outlier. And it gets a little bit overlooked, right? Because there's so much to see. But when you look at the blue line, that is our price trajectory oscillator. This, like I say, is probably the biggest key component inside of Outlier. And Mahesh and Mark would tell me the best way to see it is actually on the max view, right? Because you can go 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, any kinds of different views. But the max view lets it be easiest seen because you can actually see where they curl over, where the reversals are starting to happen. And when you zoom in a little bit, it kind of flattens out and it's not quite as obvious. So either way, the cool thing about this, right, is we get these signals where the turns are in the price trajectory oscillator. And this is the key meat and potatoes of Outlier, right? It helps build into the buy and sell signals. And it allows you to say, hey, is the price trajectory oscillator moving up? Is a price trajectory oscillator moving down? Whatever it is, that is giving you a clue as to where the market seems to be moving, right? Now, on the bottom down here is what we call the behavioral heat map. And I use this a lot. I use this a ton because the behavioral heat map really goes into the fear and greed side of things, right? When it's super dark green, that means there is so much greed in the market. When there's so much greed in the market, it may be time to get out, right? When there's so much greed in the market, it may be a point where things are starting to reverse. What's the old adage where, I think it was Warren Buffett who's quoted as saying, and maybe he got it from someone else, but it was, be fearful when others are greedy and greedy when others are fearful. That's exactly what's on here. Now, I just shifted over to Boeing because I think Boeing is probably the best example ever of how well outlier can work. So looking at this chart, right, we've got this buy signal that came. Well, it was in a downtrend, but it did come on October 12th. While it was in a downtrend, we did get a buy signal on October 12th. Now, I want to bring up Boeing because, as everybody knows, the Boeing jets have not been as reliable recently. They seem to be in the market, or not in the market, but in the news a lot for not so great things. And taking a look at this, right, we got the buy signal on October 12th. Right here. It went on a huge run. And on December 28th, this sell signal here, December 28th, was about a week before the very first bad news came out on Boeing. During that time, Boeing went up $70 a share. $70 a share. And I like to point that out because you have 3 days, 15 hours, 28 minutes, and 6 seconds left to get outlier for a lifetime deal of only $79. So Boeing went up $70 a share on just one share. And then we got the sell signal. And then it immediately crashed 23%. Immediately crashed 23%. It was almost like they were watching what the outlier signals were and then decided, okay, we're going to buy here, we're going to sell here. And that is almost exactly what the price went along with. And then going back to the behavioral heat maps here, you can see that there was a decent amount of fear in this area. The deeper the red, the deeper the fear. And then it got really greedy. See how deep green that is? And then if you look at this line up here, as I go over each of the candles, it'll tell you a little bit different information. When it got to the sell signal on December 28th, the heat map showed a value of G38. You see that? G38. Now, G38 is very high. It goes from G0 to G50, and then R0 to R50. So red and green to coincide with fear and greed. So it was nearly all the way to the top. I mean, we're talking nearly 80% as high as it possibly could go on the greed factor here. And then kersmash right after that. Technical term for this style of trading right here is called getting monkey hammered. And it definitely got monkey hammered. The signal is based on people's sentiment, and they are obviously delusional. Yeah, people can get absolutely delusional. And that's what we're trying to take advantage of here, Brian. You know that, right? When people get over greedy, like we saw in GameStop, like we saw in NVIDIA, like we saw in Boeing, right? When people get over greedy, the market can correct pretty fast. And so Outlier is there to try and basically front run that as best as we possibly can and let you get in and let you get out on the turns. So that's what I want to showcase today. I love this platform. I'm super grateful to be a partner of Outlier, as you can tell. I love using it as a trader. And I really, really highly suggest that you take just a minute, head over to the link in the chat or go to outlierdeal.com. That'll get you right over to here. And get this while you can. You only have 3 days, 15 hours, 25 minutes, and 37 seconds left for the one-time purchase price of $79. And then it's gone forever. And it will be to a monthly subscription. Now listen, this is an incredible deal. And like I say, it's not going to last very long. So I really, really, really highly recommend you head over to outlierdeal.com and take advantage of that, right? Yeah. So that's going to be it for me today. Thank you so much for watching on this live stream. Be sure to head on over to Outlier Deal, log in there, get yourself a copy, and then join us in the Discord. And we also trade live every single day in the afternoons. It's at 3:15 Eastern time. You can see me trading using Outlier every single day. So I put my money where my mouth is, and I'm excited to have you join in and be one of our outliers. Jean-Louis says, my best AppSumo purchase ever. Awesome. Brian says, it paid for itself already. That and more. Well said. Thanks, guys. I appreciate you with that feedback there. That's going to do it for me for today. I'll see you this afternoon inside the trading room. And be sure you get that outlier deal while you can. Because once it's gone forever. Talk soon.